Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just gotta drink more.
I have a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not true!
No, listen. And every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice podcast. My name is Melissa.
My name is Melanie.
And we get on this podcast every single week and talk about what the heck we want to talk about. And first, we want to thank our sponsors for sponsoring today's episode.
Lumi, Price Picks, and BetterHelp. So excited to tell you about all 3 of those sponsors throughout this episode.
Yes, and thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring today's episode.
That part.
Okay. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. I feel like we didn't see you guys last week, but I think we did. We had the break the week before, right? Right?
Oh,
it was the TikTok week?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
I don't know. I was trying to remember. The days are all merging.
Yeah, that's... Oh.
No, we didn't go. We didn't do last week.
We didn't.
Yeah, and then we did it Friday. We did it the Friday before. We
didn't Okay,
come.
So we didn't have it. Okay, that's fine. Very good. Then I'm not all the way off. I want to say that if you are here on today, that you should give yourself a pat on the back and a round of applause, because you have made it through the decade that was January.
Man, it was so long. January was very long.
And you made it. You are here today, and you should shout hallelujah and thank God that you made. We collectively, as a nation, we have made it, because January was trying to take us up out of here.
It was so long.
So many things happened in the month of January that when I think back over my life.
And all the things.
Come on. I just want to tell God, I thank you for saving me and getting us out of that month, because, oh my God, it was so long. And Trump is still in office, y'all.
He just started. We just getting started.
It felt like, honestly, truly, if they would start campaigning for the next presidential election next month, it would feel appropriate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it was so, this man is doing so many things that I don't know what to say. We're in shambles. This country is in chaos. I don't even want to turn on the news, because it's always something new. And my anxiety and my nervous system is elevated, because every day is something new. It's just wild.
He doing what he said he was going to do. And everybody's just, you know what?
He's really not. I feel like he is given the appearance of, but really not. There's an article that just came out from, was it the New York Times? His name is Ezra something. Actually, I think Ezra might be NPR. NPR and New York Times, one or two. And they basically said that everything Trump is doing is to give the illusion that he's doing what he's supposed to do, when he really doesn't have power to do any of the things he's supposed to do that he say he's doing. And that's why he's doing all of these executive powers that eventually are just going to go to court.
Oh, well, I completely can see and agree with that. But the executive orders are the things he said he was going to do. Now, whether they stand or not, that is neither
here
nor there.
That's a whole different story. But you're right about that.
And the people who like him,
and that's what I was going to say,
don't care
they don't
and
care.
Won't pay attention to that. The headline will be exactly what he wants it to
be.
That's
which
true. Is that, I mean, there he literally is like having the press conferences of him signing the orders.
And
like
doing the fake things.
And it is riling up the people that it is meant to do that for. Like, everybody who's happy about him is happy about what he's been doing.
And they're going to be sad in a minute, because eggs are going up. Okay. I told Mel yesterday, I hope you went grocery shopping. Okay. Because the price is going up. The 100%. Price of the brick is going up.
Yeah.
Okay. If you were thinking about buying a new car, buy it now. Because it's going up.
Yes.
If you were thinking about buying a house, maybe not buy it now, because interest rates are very, 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 very high right now. However, lumber's going up. Everything is going up.
It's expensive to be alive in America.
I can't stand it.
I don't know how much it costs in other countries, but in this country, everything is expensive.
And this is y'all been watching all the tariff stuff, right?
In and out.
And okay, so you saw with the president and the prime minister of Canada said,
yes.
This is the example I told Kev this morning. I said, Mexico, they came to the table. They said, hey,
yes,
let's have a conversation. Let's put a pause on these tariffs for at least a month.
Yes.
We'll send some troops to the border and help with the fentanyl issue. And Trump said, okay, we're going to put a pause. Canada said, King Kong ain't got nothing on me. And to be clear, America is King Kong in this example. They canceled that contract with Elon Musk. Was it Starlink?
Oh, was it?
They canceled that Starlink contract. And they said, and there's plenty more where that came from.
You don't want these problems.
You don't want these problems. The whole East Coast is cold. We will turn off y'all power. Detroit, keep playing with me.
That is... You know, it's like these people are, when you talk really, you talk big shit, and then but you forget, right? You know, you ever talk about somebody, you turn around like, oh, they right there.
Yes.
Like, it's like, oh, yeah. We are big and bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then the big and badder person is behind you. That's what it'd be like. Oh, you know what? I'm just kidding. I didn't mean that at all.
No, a lot of Detroiters respect it. And let me tell you something. I was in Detroit when I did Hoop Mob, the photo shoot. I could see Canada.
Like,
it wasn't nothing but a bridge.
when did Canada get so close to Detroit? Literally, I feel like I found this out like 2 or 3 years ago. My friend went to Detroit and they were like, yeah. And so we were there for a week. We went to for the weekend. And I was like, what? Detroit is in the middle of the country.
But it's the border. It's right.
In my brain, that doesn't make sense. Because we also used to go to Canada when we lived in Washington, didn't we?
Yep.
How?
Because Canada is this.
I don't understand geography. I never have. I don't understand.
Canada is huge. Because you also know when you're in New York, you can go.
Exactly. How are you on three coasts?
Just like America.
Why? Is it circling us, nigga? Like, I don't understand. Is it?
At the top.
I don't understand geography.
It's all up there, child.
Don't tell me to get a map. I'm not getting a map. I'm going to sit in my ignorance and just complain that I don't understand how it could be around New York, Detroit, and Washington State.
Sure enough.
That makes no sense.
It sure is. Okay? They said, y'all keep playing with us. Listen, a lot of people in that like East Coast, Detroit, even though Detroit, Michigan is considered a Midwest state,
Michigan.
It is very East. Because Ohio, what you mean no?
East Coast will never claim Detroit.
Well, that's the problem.
Oh.
I feel like geographically, it's a little bit more East than it is Midwest.
Let me pull up that.
I feel like culturally, Detroit is the Midwest. It's also in the Eastern time zone. Meanwhile, Chicago is not. And Ohio is not either.
Where
that's
is Michigan
weird.
On here?
It looks like the glove.
The glove?
Oh, no. No, I'm sorry.
It's all the way up here?
It looks like the glove.
Y'all knew Michigan was up there.
Yeah. All I'm saying
that
is
north. Listen, you can say what you want about me. That's your business. I didn't know Michigan was up there. I thought Michigan.
Yeah, and it's pretty east.
Was by, listen.
Yeah, Ohio is east. We're from Ohio. You know where Ohio is.
I didn't know all these things were at the top.
That's what I'm saying. Geographically. All I'm saying is. Every time I go to like Michigan or Ohio, the flight be long.
Y'all knew this?
The flight be long. Culturally, it's definitely not East Coast. Well, I should just say it's more East. I'm not saying it's the coast. The coast is obviously the coast. I'm just saying it's more East than it is Midwest. That's all I'm saying.
In my defense, okay, if you're new here and you're like, this girl sounds dumb, that's fine. That's your business. If you were here on the election night, you know we played a game and it was obvious that I don't know geography. But in my defense, we lived when it was time to learn about geography, U.S. geography. This is my argument. I don't know if it's actually true. We lived in Hawaii at that point and they didn't teach us. I didn't learn this. They were teaching us about King Kamehameha.
They sure was.
Okay.
And Queen Kapiolani.
They were talking about Hawaiian history. They did not teach us about not the islands. So I literally don't know much about geography. I know the big states and I also have not looked it up because I've made it 30 plus years without knowing where Michigan was. So anyway,
I have random, y'all know I have
now
to use,
I know
you do. I have to have random ways to remember what things are. So I remember that Michigan looks like a glove. Ohio looks like a miniature, the United States, like a
Ohio?
Shrunken down.
Oh,
yes.
It does.
It looks like the United States shrunk it down. You never had to do a geography test when you were younger and you had to put the states on there. You didn't?
No.
Oh, I was present, obviously, for this. I used to have ways to remember, where are the states? What do they look like? And that's how, those are the things.
I never, you know how people know the songs and they be knowing all the capitals for the states? I never did that.
Oh,
in school.
What is it?
We never did that. They didn't teach me.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona.
Well.
Connecticut, Delaware, Florida. Georgia, I don't remember all the rest.
Literally never learned that alphabet. Song. Where were you when you learned that? Where did we live?
Germany.
Why did they teach you in Germany? They didn't teach you in Hawaii. Teach me in Hawaii.
Because, well,
Hawaii
in Germany.
Hawaii is American.
I know, but in Germany, we went to the Department of Defense school. So it was very, Americanized. And I feel like Hawaii is a part of the United States. Hawaii is also its own entity.
Yeah, yeah. They literally, I could tell you about King Kamehameha 1, 2, 3, 4,
yeah,
5,
it has
six,
its
seven,
own
eight,
history
eight. Okay.
That is separate from American history because it's its own thing.
Yeah.
You know? So anyway.
Bless you.
You know the 50 States song?
Yeah.
I don't know that. I used to know it, but I, after Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, I'd be like, I don't remember.
I know California. I know New York.
I can't even say California.
And I know Texas. Then there's a bunch of stuff in the middle. I know Georgia.
Let
and
me
I
tell
know
you,
Louisiana.
Them East Coast states, I'd be like,
it'd be
New York.
Rhode Island? Rhode Island is like this big, and they be on the map like, show Rhode Island. Where's the spec state? It's Rhode Island. Ain't it that small? Okay, look, I'm saying it. I forget. Because there's a bunch of like oddly shaped, small. Because
they're all in there like this.
Yes, and it's like, honestly, y'all should have just been New York. Like, you don't need all these. You don't need
3,000 states in this little corner.
Just. You're in the East Coast.
You know it's true. Because the further west you go, all the states.
They're
Texas,
big.
California. They're big.
It's the East Coast over there. Like, nah, we're our own state. No, y'all not. Stop. Okay? You're New York. We're going to people in the comments are about to, oh my gosh, they're so dumb. This is stupid. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whatever.
That's so funny. Go for it, man.
Now I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, and that is Lumi. What do you do to get ready for a first date? What are you thinking about leading up to it? I was just talking about one of my favorite Get Ready songs that I like to play. But when you're doing that, you got to make sure you smell good because you can't be out on no date stinky, right? And so what is your absolute must do before a date? Deodorant. So I'm going to tell you about Lumi, which is one of my favorites. It's not a first date for me because I'm married, so it just be like repeat dates. But even still, with repeat dates, you got to smell good. And I love that Lumi has so many different options for their products, from the wipes, okay, from the roll-on to what's the one that you said Kev likes? There's a stick, but there's also a...
It's the full body one.
The full body one. There's like, they have so many options. They're very convenient for traveling. So depending on what exactly you have on the schedule or plan for the day, they have a product that can fit that need. And so those are for sure. I keep them in, I have a backpack, also have a purse, and I keep one product in each, and then I keep one in my drawer, and then I just keep it with my deodorant stuff. I have a bunch of them. So let me tell you about what makes Lumi unique and different. They have the whole body deodorant, which is safe to use anywhere on your body. Pits, underboobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet. It's created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. And it's clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours. All products are baking soda free and paraben free. Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. We love free shipping. As a special offer for our listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code, which is GJ. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. So use code GJ.
GJ.
For 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code GJ at LumiDeodorant.com. That's LumiDeodorant.com. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Smell fresher, stay drier, and boost your confidence from head to toe with Lumi.
Very good. That's our long story short, unless you got something else to say.
No, I have things to
say. Oh, go for it.
I went to...
Oh, that's right. I thought you were going to put it on the end. You've been doing your trial updates at the end.
We could do it now. I went to ASAP Rocky's trial. I've been going, which I think I may have said this last week. I don't miss morning traffic. Mm. And so I was taking an Uber from our house to the courthouse because downtown's annoying. Who wants to deal with parking?
God,
I don't have time.
No.
That's so expensive. It's an hour and like 5-10 minutes that I have to be in the car in the morning. And I like it. I like not having to drive, but it was like
getting expensive quick.
Yeah. So then I finally was like, okay, let me just try and drive and like see how bad it is. It wasn't terrible.
Oh,
I actually
good.
Like sometimes bend my tongue. Sometimes it's just nice to be in your own car and like drive and do the things you want. So anyway, and then like listen to music. I was like, it's been so long since I've had to do this. Like, let me listen to a podcast. Anyway, So I get there early. It takes over an hour, literally, with the traffic. In the afternoon, it's like faster. It's like 45 minutes. But all that to say, I went. Wednesday was the day that Rihanna was projecting to come. Mind you, I went Tuesday because Monday was the holiday. Mm-hmm. I went Tuesday. It's not a lot of people, a lot of media. So it's cool. But TMZ had said Rihanna was coming Wednesday. So Wednesday is packed. It's like insane. I'm getting out of the Uber and paparazzi's already out there and she's all looking in the car because it's a SUV, a black SUV. So there, I'm like, oh, girl, it's I'm not Rihanna. Sorry. They get all their cameras ready. I'm like, it's me.
Surprise.
And so we go up there, but it was so packed. It was so many people. And so they give out like tickets, essentially lottery tickets. So usually I go and I get an early number, like four or five. I think maybe I got six before, but nothing more than that. I went earlier than I typically go, and I was number 11. Okay. Oh, wow. And there was still more people after me. It was so many people. And so all of that to say, there's only a certain number of people that can fit in the courtroom. And so you go in the order of your ticket. Number. I got 11 and I said, I'm leaving. I ain't doing this. So I had driven, or I actually that day I did the Uber. So I just wasted my money coming up here. So I was like, I'm going to drive after this because this is stupid. So anyway, Rihanna was there on Wednesday. But the problem is like the way she came in, nobody knew she was there unless and until you got in the courtroom. Like you could not see her because she got to use the billionaire entrance. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. Which allows her, basically there's like, you can see the chambers through the door, like the judge's chambers. So this is my assumption. I'm not a billionaire, so I don't know what the billionaires use. But I assume as a regular person that she probably came up that way because you never saw her car. You did not see her at all. So she's there Wednesday. Thursday, I go back. All the hoopla is done because everybody just thought she was coming Wednesday, which also is important to note. Wednesday is the testimony of the victim, the key witness in this case. Okay, so literally we had already been talking before. If she's going to come, she's going to come during his testimony, obviously. She comes. Thursday happens. I go. Nobody's really there because everybody thinks she's not coming. We go inside. She's there. She's sitting in the front row, in the middle. On the right is his sister, I think. Left is his mom. And then on the outside of them are security guards. So she's kind of couched. And if you don't know to look for her, you could miss her.
Yeah.
Okay? The jury is like over, you can't really see me, but over this side. And so their view directly, you see the witness stand, the judge, and then you would see the prosecution. It's one table, but you see the defense and the prosecution table. Again, you would have to look behind that table.
Oh, to see her.
And you would have to know to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It was my opinion that it is very reasonable that the jury did not notice her.
Wow. Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this. This is going to be Ollie. Okay. Every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 jewel worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters, made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup, shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just got to listen. All right. Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you. I really like this. I want you to keep getting it. Okay. All you're going to do is take a 30-second quiz and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want them to have. there actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you. Okay. You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems. All right. So get your welcome kit for any first timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks worth of meals, free storage containers for mess free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
I could see that happening. So that's Thursday. She's there. It's not a big hoopla. After we leave the courtroom, you don't see her until you get back to the courtroom. Friday happens, though. I go back, and of course we're like, oh, is she gonna come? We get into the courtroom. She's not there. So we're like, oh, Rihanna's not here today. Whatever, tweeting out. And while he is on the stand testifying, because it's still the victim, Rihanna walks in the door, and she doesn't come the back way through the judge's chambers. She comes in the same way the regular non-billionaire folks came in. Okay? So I'm like, it's quiet in a courtroom. There's usually only one person talking. Not in this case, but there's usually only one person talking. So when the door opens, what does everybody do? Look at it. So everybody looks at it. Literally, I said, oh, shit, that's Rihanna.
And I'm sure it goes from this.
That's Rihanna. That's Rihanna. Look, that's Rihanna. Rihanna, Rihanna. You see Rihanna, Rihanna. So now the jury sees that it's effing Rihanna. It's my opinion. They didn't notice her Wednesday, Thursday. Friday, you see her.
It's Rihanna.
Yes.
It's Rihanna.
Rihanna's over there. She comes in that. And so she's late. And so where does she sit? Now she's not couched in between. She's essentially on the end.
Yeah.
And then the security's right there, but you see her. I got the best view of her on Friday. Okay? Lunch happens. And actually, I went upstairs, so I don't remember what happened, how she exited. But I tell you what. After lunch, okay, and let me just paint this picture. When you get up to the 9th floor, which is where the court is, you come into the courthouse and there is security. When you go up to the 9th floor, there is additional security. And then there's a long hallway. This courtroom is at the end of the hallway on the left. And the hallway is lined with non-billionaires, regular people, including the jurors. Yeah. Okay, the jurors just hang out. Media just hangs out. And it's like a long, okay? Just everybody is just out. Rihanna comes up, okay? Walks through security!
Oh, does she?
The same effing security that we just literally... putting her phone in the thing and you want to be seen. Rihanna, I love you if you watch this ever in your life. Oh, I love you. I think you're amazing. This but is, girl.
It's TikTok talk. It's TikTok talk to say, how was you, Rihanna? Because what?
Literally, I'm watching her. Mind you, and at this point, Rocky is at the end of the hall, like on the other side. He had walked up to the middle and then she appears. Okay, she goes through security, walks through. He's waiting there, waiting. They kind of do a little,
and then walk down the hallway with, that is lined with jurors and media. Walk in.
ASAP?
ASAP Rocky and Rihanna. Walk down the public ass hallway. And then go in. When I tell you them jurors were
starstruck.
Go inside. So now I'm looking at the jurors because I'm clocking. Are y'all looking at her? Are y'all paying attention? There was a number, I would say, I would argue, every single one of them at one point was just looking at her.
How would you not? If you are at all any bit aware of Rihanna and she is walking.
And she's stunning.
You, the first question that comes to mind when I see celebrities, I want to know how pretty you are in person.
Stunning. Beautiful.
Yes, I want to know how tall you are in person. Like, I all of these things are like immediately when we saw Kelly Rowland at Essence, immediately I was like, oh, beautiful. She's so much taller than I thought.
Yeah, she was. She was.
Like, immediately, yes. Oh, that's Rihanna. Oh, she's shorter than that. Oh, she's taller than that. Oh, let me see if she
you
smells
are
good.
Processing
let me
and see. Taking in the moment.
Absolutely.
Like,
is she walking down? Then the fifth thing I'm like, is she walking down this regular hallway with all of us standing here?
With Rocky, the defendant in this case that I'm a juror on. Mind you, if you were here last week, I told you what happened in jury selection. The questions that were asked.
Yes.
Could you convict him knowing that it's going to affect who? Rihanna and her two children.
Child. Yes, I would. Hold on. Is this her? They look so
again,
cute together.
And again,
look at
during
them
the
cute.
Testimony.
Did she bring
of
her kids?
The, no, I was looking. During the they're testimony
such a happy family,
of the
ain't
victim.
They?
The key witness. She could. There was a 911 caller that testified. There was a lead detective that testified. There's going to be people after the victim. You know when she shows up? For
Hi.
3 days. 2 days of which she was on time.
I don't want to make a scene.
And more than on time,
I don't want to make a scene. I'm just Rihanna. I'm just going to sit here. Shh. No. It's not about me. It's about the witness. Shh. Everybody.
And then, okay, at the end of the day, I was. If you in Patreon, I'm like, okay, y'all, I'm going to go down. I hate being paparazzi-ish, okay? I hate it. It makes me uncomfortable. I be like, leave people alone. Like, that's not typically my jam. But I was like, y'all, I'm going to go down there and try to get a video. Because obviously she wants to be seen. Clearly.
Yes.
I go downstairs. It's media everywhere. She goes down the elevator, the public elevator, and then walks out the public ass entrance. Right through, we're all out there.
I love this. I actually love this.
Is that her?
Yeah.
I'm TMZ too. Let's say, hey, TMZ people, AP, where's she at?
Listen,
she walks out.
I couldn't be on the jury because I would be like innocent.
You guys,
innocent.
You got yeah. She had this, the blazer she had on. Had four arms. It was the arm directly in. Look at, if you go look at, watch my video. She got all these arms, but she's stunning. And I stalk her like everybody else, follow her to her car. I was all extra close. I could have reached out and touched
Rihanna,
her.
Rihanna, what are you wearing?
The girl said, she said, Rihanna, what are you wearing?
Rihanna should have said, Savage by Fenty.
I mean. So anyway, I say all of that to say because I posted the video and people. Who are annoying.
Did she rock? She didn't rock the.
No, she didn't. She had long hair.
Girl, you were supposed to wear the bob.
She had long hair.
You were supposed to wear the courtroom bob.
People were like, oh my gosh, you're so. Yep, that's her. That's
yeah,
me. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
You're so. I can't believe you're doing that. I couldn't do that all in my space. I couldn't be a celebrity. Let me tell you, I typically agree that, like, leave people alone, except when they obviously want to be seen.
She
wanted to.
I love it. The thing is, Rihanna, this is what's hilarious. Rihanna is a superstar. We all know this, right? She is going to go down even beyond her music career. What she has done literally transformed the cosmetic industry.
Yes.
With the way she came out with, what was it, 50 Shades or something that? Like immediately day one of Fenty. Okay, revolutionized the cosmetic industry. We have darker shades today and we can solely thank Rihanna. She was the first to do it. Revolutionary. And she is such a...
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
She be regular.
Listen. This is why... Listen. if my husband was ever on trial and I was Rihanna, I'm showing up. I'm signing autographs. I'm meeting
every
you
day.
Outside. Girl,
yes.
What?
Passing out Fenty product bags.
If this is jury tampering, my name, I'm right up against it.
I'm right on the legal side of the line.
I mean,
the border.
At what point can I follow them? Is that tampering?
Hey, I just wanted to give you, I noticed we're coming out with
Girl,
a new.
Absolutely. Send them a PR bag. What? To their house.
No, to the courtroom. Is it okay? Rihanna wanted to meet all of the jurors in the chambers in the back.
What?
She wanted to give you guys, she has new fragrance
this is
coming out.
The father
out.
Of my children.
Yeah. So if it's possible.
What? Rihanna
I would
said, what the hell I'm famous for if I can't affect, influence a jury?
One thing about it, folks going to use their influence for the bad anyway. You may as well get your husband, your man out of.
Hello, out of, meet and greet. Meet and greet after the court. Hey, come meet me in the back.
I sure would.
What?
I sure would.
And
do
she,
you have a daughter? Does she want to be an influencer? I would
play
love to.
Play dates all around. I got kids. You got kids. Let's have kids together.
For sure.
Play date. Meet me at the playground.
What's her little boy's name? RZA?
She got two. RZA and
oh, she does have two.
Rio. Raya.
Actually,
Ray?
I have no idea what the youngest one is. But listen, come over with RZA. I just found this fantastic chocolate chip cookie recipe. I can make it veganized.
Riot. Riot Rose.
Okay. Rihanna.
Cause a damn riot.
Rihanna, RZA, Riot.
Yes. Come and on. Rocky.
No, what's Rocky's real name?
Rakim.
Rakim?
Rakim Mayers.
Come over. We're making pot roast.
Girl.
Mashed potatoes.
Listen. So anyway, that is the experience I had with going to court. I got to see Rihanna.
You have to tell the elevator story, though.
Oh, I'm about to. But before I do, I want to tell you about Prize Picks. Okay? Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action with over 10 million members and billions of dollars in award winnings. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. You just pick more or less on at least two players for a shot to win up to 1,000 times your cash. Run your game all season
Y'all
long.
Y'all can buy eggs with that, girl.
That's a lot.
You could buy some
1,000 times all season long on Prize Picks. We have talked about Prize Picks on this podcast.
Sure enough.
Because we love it. And I love winning money, especially when you just can do more or less. It don't require a whole lot.
It sure don't. And who doesn't need a little bit more money? Because avocado going up.
Everything is going
eggs
up.
Eggs going up. The big game
that you're
of football.
To say the big game.
The big football game is coming up.
Just say big game.
The big game.
This week on Prize Picks, I'm looking at the football board and selecting Jared Goff for more than 230 passing yards. And Saquon Barkley. I didn't told y'all about Saquon. I didn't told y'all how he gets down. He's my favorite player now. I don't remember what team he plays for, but he's my favorite. That's the thing. You don't even have to know.
You should.
I'm telling you about Saquon Barkley. You could go on Prize Picks right now. You could win your money. Okay. It don't even matter. So I'm picking Saquon Barkley for more than one touchdown. Travis Kelce. And Lamar Jackson for more than 250 passing yards. So download the app today and use code GJ. To get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's download the app today and use code GJ.
GJ.
To get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game. All right, now I'm finished.
I thought they said that one of them.
Don't say too
much. Are they both quarterbacks? Okay, is the quarterback on the the other team, because I don't know what position they be playing. Is he black with a black wife? Who's the players that? Who's the teams that's going?
Okay, the Chiefs. Kansas City.
Who's the quarterback for the Chiefs?
The Philadelphia Eagles are going.
Okay, who's the quarterback for the other team? What's the other name of the team again? Okay, who is
Jalen Hurts?
Is he black?
Jalen Hurts. Okay, and he has.
Okay,
that's who you're talking about.
Okay. So listen to me very carefully. This whole time, I thought it was Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce was the quarterbacks. And one of them was the black. But it's Jalen Hurts is the black. That's married to the black. That's why I didn't want to say it in the ad, because I was like, I think Jalen Hurts is the black. I had knew, but I don't be really be knowing.
Knowing?
You know,
amen.
I don't really be knowing. And I thought that, you know, whatever. Anyway, tell this story about these folk in the elevator.
Thing, yes, so we can move on from this trial shenanigans. On Friday, matter of fact, Friday is the day. The whole day was a mess, okay? Friday was a mess from Rihanna walking in late, okay? Before that even happened, I got there because I drove. I got there good timing. I was proud of me, okay? And I don't know if all courthouses are like this. The Atlanta one wasn't like this, but the LA one is, the elevators suck. They're so bad. They're very small and they don't come regularly, like at regular intervals. It's like, it's terrible. So we're down there. People are just piling on. And of course, there's maybe four. Two of them don't even go to the ninth floor, which again is where you need to go. So, you know, everybody's kind of looking, waiting, seeing which one is going to open. And then as soon as the door opens, everybody just kind of rushes into the elevator. So the door finally opens and everybody rushes in. I was in a good position because I got in first. But being first means you go to the back. Okay. So I'm in the back of this very crowded elevator. And there is a black guy in front of me. And the last person to get on this elevator is a taller, huskier, not like big, but just husky. He looked like he could have been a football player. And he looked to be Latin, like he of Latin descent. And he has headphones in. He's the last person. And he kind of, as he gets on, he kind of like, you know, elevator, everybody's moving back because you're trying to shimmy your way.
Yeah.
Okay. And he husky and tall. So he gets on. And in directly in front of the black guy that's in front of me. And so he kind of pushes the black guy as he gets on. Not like pushing, but like trying to squeeze on the
elevator push that happens naturally in the elevator.
And I'm in the back of the elevator. So they're, you know, pushing me. But again, it's like, bro, this is the situation. We just, and this elevator. So you know what happens on elevators? Once you hit floors, people get off.
Yeah.
And then you get more space. It's fine. You're going to do this for 2 minutes max. It's fine. So this Latin guy gets on. He pushes. And then the door closes. And then the black guy says, hey, bro, don't be pushing me. And everybody is kind of like, it's an elevator, like, honestly. And the guy with the he has the headphones. He's just kind of like, And so he's like, if they pushed you, tell them not to push you because now you pushing me. And he's just kind of like, And then we make it to the second floor, okay? And because you could tell he's getting irritated, people on the elevator just start like talking over him. Anybody getting off on two? Anyone need two? Right? And everybody's just trying to ignore him and like make this okay. Nobody gets off on two. Okay. I'm like, what? Who the hell pressed two? The door closes. You need to take them headphones off, you dumb. I said, okay. Wait, what's happening? And so he's just like, continuing to get more and more upset, but the tall Latin guy does not respond to this man. He is like, just take them headphones off. You're not even paying attention. Was that your stop? You're not even paying attention. He's like, just saying stuff. We get to floor five. I'm going to nine. We get to floor five. And then he said, the black guy, the door opens and the black guy says, he has a suit on. I should add that. Attorney. I'm not an attorney. I'm a criminal. I'll beat your ass. Hold the hell up. Everybody stop.
This is my stop. I will walk.
Right? So I'm like, wait. There's so many things wrong with announcing that in a criminal courthouse.
That's the first and foremost.
Sir.
That's first and foremost.
He said, I'll take this suit off right now. I'll beat your ass. So I'm in the back. So in my mind, I start processing. So if he hit him... He gonna hit him back and I'm in the back. I'm gonna be smooth. I'm literally, you know, you start like really analyzing. Okay. So now what the hell you gonna do, man? Because you gonna be hit. And then my mind went to Greg. Like, if I gotta tell Greg that these men were fighting and hit me, he gonna try to find them. I gotta save me to save Greg. what is happening? And then there's another guy that's on the other side of the elevator, kind of huskier Latin dude. And he, you can tell him clock in like, I'm going to have to go over there and break this up. Like, I'm going to have to. I'm just like, all these people are going to jump into this and I am in the worst
position.
Possible position for this to happen.
And are you the only woman on the elevator?
No. So there's an older lady. Actually, it was an older, maybe her daughter. This woman talking about, everybody calm down. It's okay.
I was like, shut up. I mean, did you stay on the elevator?
No. So he did on five. He does this whole, I'm not an attorney. I'm a criminal. I'll beat your ass. And so a few people get off, but it's not enough people.
Oh, God. Because all y'all are going to the ninth floor.
Yes. It's not enough. So the door closes and we get to seven. And the whole, mind you, I can't even like properly articulate what is, as we're going to these floors, this man is not leaving him alone.
Oh,
I don't care. I'll beat you up. I'll beat your ass. I don't care. So we get to seven and he drops his stuff. The doors open and the black guy drops his stuff like, what's up? Right? So I'm like, oh, they really about to fight. Okay? So I'm this is the other thing. The ninth floor, you're not allowed to take the stairs because of the additional security. Where the stairs are located, you would bypass security. So they don't let you take the stairs. So in my head, I'm like, if I get up on seven, that means I got to wait for another elevator to get to nine.
Because you can't take the
stairs. Yeah, can I manage through this? Are they really going to fight or can I just make it to nine, right? That's what I'm trying to think in my head as he is threatening him. Then the Latin guy that's on the other side, he kind of comes in and the black guy gets mad. Don't be touching me. Right. So he's like, now
he wanted to fight. He had too much
literally
too much energy. Yeah.
I said,
maybe he was scared because it was court day.
Stop.
He had a lot of stress.
I have to get off. Excuse me.
You got off on seven?
Yes. So the people start saying, she's getting off. So, excuse me.
I would have got off.
So I get off. And as the doors are closing, these sheriffs come running around the corner. What's going on? Because they were so loud.
Oh.
What's going on? As the doors are closing and going up. And I was like, they was about to fight. There's somebody. What did they look like? And I was like, it's a shorter black guy. He has a suit on. And then there's a taller guy. And this woman who I don't even know where she came from. Because I'm like, you wasn't on the elevator with me. She going to say, I saw him downstairs. He seemed to have an attitude. He had, I think he's an attorney.
I said, he's not an attorney.
That much we know.
I said.
And this is why eyewitnesses are terrible. Because, girl, shut up. You're making up stuff. Just hush.
I told that sheriff. He said, I'm not an attorney. I'm a criminal.
Yeah, he made that abundantly clear.
Beat your ass.
Yeah, he wanted to make that abundantly clear.
I said, the next stop is nine, because that's where I was trying to go. Mm-hmm. So if you want to catch him, try nine. They, and then, you know, running off, trying to. I'm like, y'all ain't catching the people. Shut up. So anyway, I had to wait for another elevator.
It
took forever.
It was worth it because you're still here today.
For me to get up to the ninth floor.
Because you're still here today.
I finally get up there. And then Rihanna comes in late. And then at the end of the day, I take the video. So that essentially was Friday.
Your ace. When is this closing?
They're supposed to end this week. The victim was still on the stand today. They did recross and redirect. So I assume he'll be wrapping up today. I don't know how many more witnesses the state has, but after the state, then the defense will present. They have at least two witnesses that they're planning to present. So anyway, they're saying that they're going to be doing closings by the end of this week. So it depends on how long the jurors are going to need to deliberate. It should be interesting. It is no black people on this jury. I think I said that last week. It's a range of, actually, I would say it's like, it looks like mid-30s and then like 50, 60-year-olds.
Oh, wow.
Like that feels like the split. So it's going to be, we'll see how this one goes. We talk a lot in my Patreon about what is going to happen with this case. There is some physical evidence, but the victim, who is the key witness, is terrible. I mean, really bad.
Mm.
If they lose the case, it's because it's him. He's the problem.
Dang.
I mean, he is just not credible at all. This is the other thing. Wait, this is the last thing I'm going to say. The other thing that happened on Friday, the attorney, Rocky's attorney, who is from New York, and the prosecutor don't like each other, okay? They just yell at each other the whole time. The judge has to keep telling them to stop. It's like really awkward to be in the courtroom and they're just like going at it. On Friday, the defense, he brings in this picture of the victim's girlfriend, right? We don't get to see it, but he has this picture. Prosecutor gets all mad, whatever. Jurors get excused. the defense had alluded to earlier, had alluded to the victim's girlfriend being a prostitute. He literally asked him, did you and her make money in prostitution? Does she have a website? Right. So
she's official.
So on Friday, they're doing what they do. The jurors are excused. We're still in there. They cut the cameras, though. The prosecutor says that the victim doesn't want his family exposed because they're being harassed. Mm-hmm. And so this is his family, essentially. Like, you know, they shouldn't have to show this picture. The defense attorney, his name is Takapina, he says, that's not his girlfriend. She's a prostitute. She has an escort website. Okay? Okay. And then the prosecutor says, dang, what did he say after that? She calls him the prostitute. Oh, he says, because the defense is that it was a fake gun, that Rocky had a fake gun. The prosecutor says, this has nothing to do with this case, just like your cross-examination and this prop gun garbage, right? Like,
right, yes, right.
And then defense, Rocky's attorney, is like, oh, we'll see. We'll see what the jurors think. We'll see. And then you have to see a picture of Rocky's attorney to understand this. But the prosecutor says, what do you need, more steroids? And the defense, okay, his attorney, looks like he could be on steroids. I didn't say that out loud, though. You got to look him up. Takapina.
He said he looked like Johnny Bravo.
He does. All his suits, I'd be like, bro, if you sneeze one good time, that thing gonna split. Okay? Okay. And then Rocky's attorney is like, oh, you need to go back to Robert Durst's house. Apparently, this prosecutor was the prosecutor for Robert Durst, but he also, like, when something happened at the house. It's like...
Wait, the guy that was in the band from the 90s?
No. Oh. Yeah, he's a murderer, like in LA, like...
I'm unfamiliar with this case. I'm sorry.
Isn't he the documentary where he like admitted he did it?
Oh, I haven't seen it.
They still had him like.
Oh, I don't even know.
He like went to the bathroom and he was like, "They know you did it."
Fred Durst. Thank you. It is Fred Durst.
Oh, the person you're thinking of. It was when they're just screaming at each other, and then while they are screaming, these attorneys are screaming. Rocky stands up. Because his attorney is like to the prosecutor. Rocky stands up and literally like holds him back.
Wait, ASAP Rocky does?
To his attorney.
Is the juror, they're not in there?
They have been
Dang.
Excused. They have been excused. I said, what the hell is happening?
I don't really like that you have all of this insight into the American legal system.
Girl.
Because it feels like
this shouldn't be happening.
Trump's presidency is actually just a lot of chaos.
His attorney was Trump's attorney, by the way. I should mention that. Rocky's attorney, it was previously Trump's attorney. Also, these non-black attorneys and judge, mind you, just throwing around the N-word, okay? Because they're reading, Rocky and Relly texting each other. And so they say a lot. The attorneys are just like, yeah,
who is the you said
right there? So eventually Rocky has this outburst. I can't do it. But he's like, Your Honor, can we refrain? But before he could finish his sentence, the judge stops him and was like, first of all, like, you can't just burst out. I mean, he didn't say that, but that kind of was the sentiment. He's like, tell your other attorney. And so shortly after that, the judge said, going forward, do not say you have to say the N-word, but do not say the whole word.
Why was that not?
Mind you, every time it was said, and this is like, everybody's like,
and no one's going to say anything.
And typically, right, like there is, even when they say curse words, they'll say, if that's what you said, you need to say what you said. If that's what you put in there, you need to say it. The attorneys don't got
to
say.
That's what I was about to say. If I'm repeating my words.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
You say.
You don't get that pass.
No. And in YSL, this is why, I will always go back to it because it was very clear. Young Thug's attorney, Jeffrey Williams' attorney, whose name is Brian Steele, white guy, very respected, great guy. From what I know, I don't know him personally. He never said it. He would just say in blank, blank. Like he would never ever say it. And so it's just like, you guys don't have to say this.
No, why?
He can say it if he is reciting what he said, because those are words he used. Even if it was a trial about racism or something, you could make the defendant, the person who wrote the words, say the word. You can make them say it. I don't feel like you, the attorney, and the y'all don't have to say these words.
And the judge was saying it?
He said it at one point. It wasn't on camera, but he was reading a text. It was less...
what's this man's name? Rocky's attorney was just letting it fly. He would let it fly.
The judge, in that instance, he was reading something.
First of all, the fact that he was Trump's attorney once before, he tells me everything I need to know, which is why he felt the need that he could just say it when it, however, and all willy-nilly. But the fact that your own client had to be like, hey.
Literally.
It was... Hey. Come over here. Let me talk to you.
It was very...
Let me holler at you
for
a second.
Very awkward, very uncomfortable, like, just really bizarre. So... Anyway, that I think is the actual wrap up. I'm gonna be back in the courtroom tomorrow. I'm gonna go back Tuesday. I'm gonna try to go Wednesday. I got something to do, but I'm gonna try to go Wednesday. I want to go for the rest of the week, but obviously Greg travels too. So,
oh man,
there you go, child.
Yeah, we got another ass to do.
One more.
Okay. Fred Durst, who's not Fred Durst, the murderer one. It's called The Jinx: The Life and Deaths of Robert Durst, and it's on HBO.
Oh. After this trial, I'm going to need therapy, and that's why it's a great time to tell you about one of the sponsors of this podcast, which is BetterHelp. So thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this. What are some of your relationship green flags? We talk a lot about red flags that we should avoid, but what if we focus more on looking for green flags in friends and in partners?
Oh, I love this single.
Right? If you're not sure what they look like, therapy can help you identify green flags, actively practice them in your relationships, and embody the green flag energy yourself. Whether you're dating, married, building a friendship, or just working on yourself, it's time to form relationships that love you back. Amen?
Amen.
I like that. To the point you're just making, I do like I think naturally, generally, we focus on negative versus positive. Even we talk about comments and social media and the things people say, and how even if there's 2 negative comments and 100 positive ones, the negative ones just feel and scream so much louder than the other ones. And sometimes that just requires a little bit of like retraining your mind. And that is for me and my experience, what therapy has helped me to do. Just kind of, you know, makes you refocus and retrain yourself to things that you should be looking at versus the things that you may naturally look at, which just aren't healthy, don't keep you in a good space, which can help you spiral. And so that's what therapy has been useful for me and can be for you. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma, which I think is an idea a lot of people hold, is that you have to like go through something. And even when people go through something, they be feeling like it's not that bad. But therapy, you don't have to wait until you're like not well. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can go before that point and it can help you then. So BetterHelp is fully online, making therapy affordable and convenient, selling over 5 million people worldwide. You can access a diverse network of more than 30,000 credentialed therapists with a wide range of specialties, and you can easily switch therapists at any time at no additional cost, which is always a win. So discover your relationship green flags with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GJ to get 10% off of your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GJ.
Very good. Right. Before we could do a pop the trunk and get on up out of here.
I was going to say, I would rather skip pop the trunk, and I have things to say.
On the TV shows?
About Grammys.
Okay. Oh, well, let's do the Grammys. Okay, then we'll skip the TV shows.
Okay.
It's up to you.
I want both of them.
That's fine. So we won't do Pop the Trunk. We'll go straight to the Grammys. And what a night.
Beyonce won.
Specifically Album of the Year. Well, also she
and
was recognized
country.
in the country category.
One.
Which was huge.
First black person.
Huge.
One.
And then the finally of. And then the finally
and then
of.
Finally got.
Album of the Year.
Album of the Year. You see it. Deserved it. Ben should have had it.
I was emotional.
Oh my gosh, yes.
It caught me off guard that I felt the emotion that I was feeling
amazing.
For her.
Yeah.
Because it was certainly a final. This is the other thing that was so like kind of uniquely a Beyonce moment is folks in the audience recognize the finale of it all and what it meant that they were like clapping and standing as well. What a huge, huge moment. And as much as we like to say that these like awards and all of this, they don't matter. White, black, it doesn't matter. I'm just saying in general, people be like awards don't matter. The reality is receiving that sort of like affirmation to your talent, to your gift, to the hard work that you've done, and for someone or a group of your peers to say, good job.
Finally.
That was really good. Feels good.
Yeah, yeah.
And for her to have been snubbed as often and as many times to be the most decorated and have never have won.
Which makes no sense in and of itself. How you the most decorated? We've given you the most awards except... We've told you that you have incredible music, songs across the board, but yet we're never going to tell you that your collection of songs that you put out is amazing and deserved. That doesn't even, like, make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was really, 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 and let me tell you something. Them other winners didn't want the smoke.
No.
Okay. The thing is, it would be, I would not have wanted to win
this year
with Beyonce in the category.
No.
Because now all the ire is toward you, and you didn't do nothing but exist.
Exactly.
That's not.
Imagine.
You don't want them problems. You don't want them problems. So I was really, 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 really happy for her. Like super, super happy for her. And you could tell she was so shocked.
Oh my gosh. You could tell it really, even at the end, she was interviewed and she was talking about like what it means. And she also thanked Rumi, which I thought was really funny because them kids be running Beyonce. You could tell. Yeah. You could tell that Blue Ivy Rumi.
She said, stand up.
She said.
You
girl,
go
you
to,
won.
Why I know
you
you're shocked, but girl, come
Blue
on
was at the table, the only one not shocked.
Yes.
She was, girl, of course they gonna give it to you this year. I was on your tour, duh.
And now get up.
This is for me.
Like, hey, girl, hey,
her
it's time.
Her and Jay, oh, Blue was like,
hey.
Clock in.
Because the timer is ticking. Get up and say your speech, mom. Get up.
Acting like Matthew Knowles. Girl.
She is.
Clock in. So obviously that was a moment and deserved to be recognized. The other thing that we need to talk about is that Kanye West's wife wore nothing. Why did she have...
Oh, Mel, but the best part about that. And she had that little
jacket on
and turned over.
And turned around. Yeah, but she like shimmied it down. Here's my bare back. Here's my chest, titties, boob, ass, here.
There was no pasties.
No, it was nipple.
The woman and vajayjay.
And vagina out.
I said.
I don't understand.
And did you see that article I sent you? They said they were invited and were kicked out.
I saw that somebody refute that. Somebody later said that they issued a statement. I did see it.
I didn't
somebody
see the
issued a statement.
Because listen to me, that's rich.
Do they have stylists? Imagine the stylist having a rack of clothes and she's like, this one. And they're like, no, this goes with, no.
No, she's
this
done.
This one.
She's done.
I don't, why?
She's
How
done.
Come that happened?
They weren't kicked out. That's what Mel said. I didn't see the refusal.
Oh, yeah. I saw. They made a statement.
Okay.
I'm sick of them. They need to stop.
I love it.
And then he also recently made a return to Twitter. And
his whole series of tweets. There was one about Kamala that was weird.
He said he used to want to F her, but now he doesn't because he doesn't F losers.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very... I don't know.
Anytime Kanye is... on having an episode because it's very clearly what's happening, a mental health crisis is what's happening. They got to take Twitter off his phone.
Immediately.
They
got
to remove his ability to communicate with the public because, I mean, he's already looked crazy for a while, but like every time this happens and he gets back on, it just makes him like everybody is looking, laughing at you, not with you. Like, we want you to be helped. This is bad.
I'm not even laughing. It is. It's actually.
It's sad.
It's sad and a little heartbreaking to watch this
sad.
Man kind of spiral.
It doesn't even, you listen to his old music, you can't even believe that this is the same person. Like, bruh, you are so great. And you need help, mental help. Like, clearly this is a mental health crisis. You need help.
Yeah,
and
I don't
she
know.
For her to do what she, showing up.
I wish I've never key, heard
she's
her.
Got it. Are you? She's enabling him.
That's what I'm saying. I've never heard. I've never seen like an interview or anything. I only see her on red carpets, and it's always about her outfit. So I've never seen like an interview or anything with her. But I would be curious to know her role in all of this. Like, is it just like, yeah, whatever you want to do, I'm here for? Or like, does she have conversations with?
I read a lawsuit. And I'm not saying it's true because lawsuits be one-sided until they go to court. But what they said about her is that she basically just wanted the money. He also has this unhealthy, according to the lawsuit, allegedly, unhealthy addiction to sex, porn, things like that. Oh. He is very allegedly like sexually
according
abusive. Like, I don't even know if sexually abusive is a thing, but like he uses it manipulative. Like, he uses that
as a source of power.
Yeah, but well, he uses his power to get sex. And he also just has like this
uses his power.
His power and money, like his position in like his fame and then position and money.
That's that's illegal.
Well,
listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this. This is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing. Healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just got to listen. All right? Just open your ears. Open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden, you will see them communicating to you, I really like this. I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're going to do is take a 30-second quiz, and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, Black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is, like, prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks' worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
But this woman, so allegedly, he would scope out people on the internet from other places, right? And then be like, I want you in a Yeezy ad. Let me like fly you here. And then like get them here, right? And then just sex them and then make them, you know, they're, so, you know, she's not from this country. And so that is what the lawsuit alleges. I'm not saying it's true. It's not true. I'm just telling you what's in there.
This sounds very familiar.
Yeah. They get her here. I mean, he would use his companies to get people into this country. And then there was an allegation. This is just, I'm being messy right now, but it was in the lawsuit. The woman said that he, again, because of his unhealthy addiction to sex, told Bianca, his wife, that he wanted to have sex with her mom. And she was like, yeah, but she's married. And she's leaving this weekend. Like, don't do that. So, you know, anyway.
Kendrick Lamar was also a very big winner last night.
Kendrick won and they played
A Minor.
And the whole arena.
Sing it with him.
Sang it, including Beyonce, Blue Ivy.
Andre.
And Taylor effing Swift
she
was
sure did.
Gigging.
I said.
The girl was. Yeah.
Drake is.
He's got to. I said.
He's in shambles.
He got to amend the lawsuit. Because he was like listing, he got to amend it because he was listing in the lawsuit. He listed all the things that like the song has done. Like it was played here and it's been at political events and now he's scheduled to do the Super Bowl. Drake, you got to amend it and say that he won Song of the Year. That's add that in there.
And then
play the clip.
Yeah.
Of everybody and saying. That is perpetuating.
Ask them, Drake, listen to me.
A defamatory statement about you. Do it if it's not true.
Drake, this is what I want you to do. Ask them for the raw footage so you can get the zoom out version.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you can see that the whole.
Absolutely.
The whole auditorium, the whole everybody, the seat fillers, the celebrities and
everybody
their children.
Singing. Sell it's bots. Bot is bots. It's payola.
We're singing.
Mind you. Yes, you're right. That song won 5. That was just the one that was. That song won 5 Grammys last night.
It was a huge
win. It was a sweet
win.
Every that category man, it was
he,
in,
he
it
did
won.
This? Yeah.
Listen, if you make a diss record about me, claiming I'm a pedophile, and then it wins song and record 5 Grammys, I'm coming to your house and I'm recording me.
Don't say that because
ass.
That's very 90s. It's very 90s.
I need. Is this what the Tupac and
well,
Biggie beef
was
about?
That was. Worse.
It needed to be on this level because this. I pull up.
I mean, it's Rudy. I just told Kev this. I said this on when we were doing the Bald and the Beautiful and the song first dropped, and I said that man should sue for defamation. Yep. Kev was like, "That'll never happen. That'll never happen. No. And look where we are. Because I was like, if that is not just rap beef stuff.
No,
that's criminal activity about my life. And literally the defamation part of this is it is impacting him.
It is. Yeah, that's what
monetarily
he, yeah.
Because everybody's looking like, now wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, and that's what you guys believed it. It's making people
really?
Believe it's and be what he also said is because he said, don't tell no lies about me and I won't tell no truths about you. Remember Kendrick said that? Drake said in his lawsuit, because he said that, it made people believe that all the stuff he had to say about
it's
him
true.
Was therefore then true.
I did.
I'm telling you. The lawsuit, I was like, you got points. You still, this is the biggest L of your life, but you got points.
I don't know why he waited. That's the only thing that I don't understand 100%. Is why, not that it matters, but I am curious as to why
he
waited. Because the way Justin Baldoni said Blake Lively lawsuit today, boom.
Bam.
Lawsuit tomorrow.
Back to back.
And guess what? New York Times, YouTube.
Yes, immediately. Yeah, I think it's all very fascinating. And I mean, it sucks. It's got to suck to be him.
Say
that man was on the top
first.
Of the charts. Listen, you play a couple Drake songs. I like Drake.
I don't understand why Drake thinks it's all payola, though. The song was huge.
Yeah, that's the
because the song was huge. And because low-key, Drake, because it's you. Like...
Yes.
Kind of the reality is
it blew. The song is huge, but it's also an added component that it is about you.
You're
the person that's adding the fuel to allow this to. And then you previously had won the other beefs. And yeah. So to see you lose.
Oh, man. This way.
It added again. It's.
Man.
He didn't need payola. He had you.
What a time. What a time.
And what a time it was. Y'all were dropping songs like.
It was amazing. It was an amazing time for the culture.
Literally. We, the people. Did you hear? Kendrick just dropped a song. Oh, it's a video. It's a video. Oh, they said that that's actually his friends and his friends gave it to him, and now he's put it on to let him know, hey, your friends ain't your friends.
Listen, we the people won. I don't know who y'all, both y'all, well, Kendrick won because he won 5 Grammys, so obviously he won this round. Or not even the round. He won the fight, the war. He won the war. But all the best to Aubrey Graham. I hope you are well, sir. All the best to you.
And then we also have to shout out Dochi.
Yeah, who is that baby?
So she is on, she has a, I don't know much about her.
She's on Netflix, that's the thing.
But she also did her Tiny Desk, which is really good. And it's the sound is going viral on TikTok.
That I don't be getting. Okay. All the best to her. She looked amazing. Her hair, her attitude. I loved everything about her. I just had no idea who she was.
She did the little thing with Issa Rae. You haven't seen any of it?
It's really good.
I don't be getting to internet because I'd be too busy watching Trials and making recaps. It's
I didn't listen to the album. I only know of her through social media. Kev was like, her album's so good. I was like, I've never listened to it. I just root for everybody black. Amen. And everybody and black women get an extra root. So
all the best to her.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm proud and happy for her.
Yeah.
The other thing, though, is Jaden Smith came with a house on his head. And I think it's OK to tell your children no. And I don't care when they're adults. I think it's OK to tell your children no. Somebody said that he was paying homage or doing a thing that another actor had done. He tweeted. It's a I'll show it to you. The problem is it was an actor who did it. And that was the Grammys, you know, Grammys be for
what's
music.
Their son's name?
Jaden. Look, see this guy.
Oh, it's
William
sure
Dafoe. Willem. He had a house on his head. But I don't. It fell a little flat for me. But also, Jaden Smith has way more money than me, so you can do what you want.
Honestly, I'm
in a chair on a podcast, and honestly, your life is not affected by anything I'm saying. So I'm going to share my opinion, which is that you look silly, but you don't care. All the best to you, Jaden.
I think, and we got to talk about the baby face disrespect. I think that the Smith children act like children.
Of the Smiths?
Of. Could you imagine if your father was Will Smith?
I'd wear a house on my head, too.
Literally.
Because who's going to tell me to stop?
What else would there be to do in the world except wear a house on your head and attend the Grammys?
Sure.
Literally, truly, what else is there to do? You've visited all the places. You've gotten all the presents. You've eaten all the food. You've experienced all the things. What else could I do except for wear a house on my head to pay homage to another actor? Like, clearly.
At the Grammys.
I mean, it tracks for me.
It's fine.
It makes total sense.
100%. Just gives me content for the podcast.
That little white girl who disrespected
Babyface.
I'm going to be really honest, and this could be very millennial of me. I had never even heard of the little girl that he interrupted Babyface for, girl. And then ended up winning and did the speech about the insurance. I've never seen this woman before until yesterday.
And every time they said her name,
Chapel?
I thought they were saying something else. My mind kept going to Wesley Chapel. It was a lot. I was like, I don't know. But also, somebody get that baby insurance.
Listen.
Blue Cross Blue Shield Anthem.
She said, I gave somebody these record labels my all, and then they dropped me. And then I was without.
We got y'all. Do you have us?
I wish I had a mic drop right now.
Obamacare, pull up.
Somebody get that baby the insurance she wants.
I said,
make a statement, honey. Somebody give it to her. I love somebody making a statement on the stage. Listen, do it, baby.
I don't care about the stupid award. Give me insurance.
What's wrong with y'all?
And I get it, because insurance is expensive when you are self-employed.
It is.
Like, to be honest, no. We all should have a 9-to-5.
Listen.
And then, because you got one of two options. Option one, spend all your money on the insurance. And then don't actually get sick, because it don't cover nothing. That's the first option. Option B.
Die. Spend all your money on insurance or die. Those are your options. I don't know what option B she was about to give you.
I was going to say, have a real close relationship with God. Tell him to protect you. You better pray. What is that? Psalms 91, the prayer of protection? Come on. You got to pray that. Every day.
Good luck.
Because with our luck, we'd be out here like Jimmy Carter. That poor man.
That man died 5 years ago. He died in 2020.
I want to say, I mean this with the utmost respect. I really do. Jimmy Carter was pissed off every day that he woke up these last few years. I know that man was pissed.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I would be so mad. Oh my God, I would be so. God, what am I here for? I could be at the pearly gates. The activity of my limbs could work. My brain could function. I could talk. And you just want me to be down here. Earth is ghetto. I want to leave.
They was pushing that poor baby.
Jimmy Carter did win last night.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Jimmy Carter.
Okay, this last thing, because we do have to go and I need to be home in 8 minutes. Then I'm not. I need to say that Traitors, Melissa hasn't watched yet, but that black woman who is the traitor,
Danielle.
I hate everything about her. She is on my nerves. I can't wait for somebody to
Did she get
her.
Kicked out?
No, and she needs to be kicked
out.
She is the worst person on the show. Everybody sucks. They were so close to getting Bob, Bill, Boston.
Oh, Boston Rob?
Okay.
Wait, Boston Rob is still in?
Yes.
Danielle is still in?
Yes.
And of course,
silly girl.
Carolyn.
Everybody sucks.
That means they got out of trade.
Everybody sucks. I hate her. She's on my nerves. So watch it so I can be upset.
It don't matter. You can tell me if one of the traders didn't get out, that's the only
Yeah, but then they came
moment.
For each other, except Boston Rob didn't. But Carolyn comes for
Danielle.
Danielle, because Danielle is dumb.
Because, yep.
And then Danielle votes for Boston Rob. Now you're dumb because he finna get you, idiot. You just watched him get the drag queen guy.
They are telegraphing to the faithfuls that the three of them are the traitors.
Oh, she's the worst one. She be like, I'm a traitor, I'm a traitor. They be like, hey, are you a traitor? No.
What? Me?
I don't do any traitor things.
I hate that the traitors this season aren't strategic. Like, part of the game is watching the traitors outsmart
yes.
and outmaneuver the faithfuls.
Smart.
And I feel like...
She's not.
They're not. Like, I feel like at this point, production had to have a meeting with the faithfuls and be like, y'all probably already know. But we've done told Peacock we're going to do 35 episodes. So just
act like you don't.
Just pick other people.
Oh, my God.
Because at this point, these dummies.
And then the faithfuls are dumb, except when the one guy who is smart and, like, obviously keyed in and nobody is believing him. I'm like, y'all are dumb.
Derek? Is his name Derek?
Well, they got they got Wes off because Wes had tapped in, and now it's the other guy whose name is slipping me right now. He is like, it's Boston Rob. And they're like, Boston Rob? What? No. He is on it. Everybody's stupid. Oh, it's Derek, they said.
It is Derek. Okay. Because Derek was on him at the end of the last episode.
Yes.
And so
and
I'm
that's
not surprised.
Why
why didn't they get him out? Who is Wes? I don't remember.
Wes! If you watch Wes? Netflix. What's the show I like? Nailed it. Wes!
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. And then the last thing while you're looking that up.
I don't even see
Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, the reunion.
I didn't watch
it. Also stupid. It was the reunion. There's one more part, and it better be good. I think, you know, they'd be having to have a little boring episode to get you to all the parts of the reunion that they need to have. The husbands were on, and I was mostly bored. They talked about
Mary's son. That was sad. Okay, talk about that. Meredith's husband, he wants to have, what are they? They don't have peaches in Salt Lake. What, they have snowflakes? What do they have?
Snowflakes.
Snowflakes. He want to have a snowflake so bad because the way he says, bitch, biatch.
Oh, biatch. Yeah.
I just say, biatch. Like, what are you even saying? He wants to be messy and a part of the back and forth so bad. Sir, if you don't shut up. You sound dumb.
Hilarious.
He be on my nerves.
But what were they talking about? The
when he said biatch at the thing, and he was like, no, that's just the way I talk. I just said, what up? Like, he just sounded stupid. Meredith be on my nerves. Everybody's on my nerves. Everybody. Everybody on this show. And I feel like they haven't got to the goods yet. I want getting messier.
I wonder what they could do for season, what is the 6 that would be upcoming?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm wondering because you don't have, who's the cat, who's the member of the cast that's going to like stir it up?
Well, Jen Shaw finna get out.
Oh, when is she getting out? Oh, they reduced her sentence, didn't they?
They said she getting out. I think November this year.
I was going to say, is it Thanksgiving?
Listen, bring her back. Bring her back.
Would they bring her back to television?
No.
Though?
Well, actually, you know who is messy? Andy Cohen. Bring her back. She served her time. Bring her
back.
Listen,
it would be a time because what's her name? Heather got a backbone now.
Listen, we're Housewives of Salt Lake City Love After Lockup special edition. Bring her back.
And I'm curious
and
to see Coach. I'm curious to
bring
see Coach.
Her back. Bring Monica
see
too.
Heather.
Blow the whole show up. Bring Monica. Bring the Asian woman who kept talking about. Bring everybody. Blow it up.
Oh, I saw that. Kevin sending me the boycotts. Oh. Having boycotts in LA too. Bring hopefully y'all know this guy. He be cracking me up. I'm about to say DEI.com. Jen Shaw with Heather. All the ladies are very like, we got stuff to say now.
Yes.
You know, I was quiet, but when he leave, I'll be talking though. That's the energy they're giving. And so if she, Richie Fonte, he's my favorite. I'm curious.
Oh, Teresa from Jersey came back. She served her time.
Was she the tax evasion thing?
Yep.
Okay.
Her husband, that woman. How they both get caught up? Joe got sent back. Or he's still in jail. But after he gets out of jail, he going to get sent back. Teresa got out and married somebody else and has her. She living her life. She said, I don't want Joe who? What are you talking about? I am Teresa. I'm on this show.
Wait, he got deported? Her husband got deported?
Yeah, he got deported. Yeah, that's what I was saying. He got sent back. Deported was my way of saying sent back. Sorry.
Oh, I thought you meant to jail.
No. Deported. Sent back to the country he came from. That's what I meant.
Oh, he's from Italy?
Yes. Yes. But that's what I'm saying. He got sent back and she was like, America, I'm here. Put me back on the show. And now she is with a whole other man. Let me hurt.
Oh, they might do. Jen Shaw is toxic, though. As a person, as human being.
Yes.
She's good TV.
Oh my goodness, yes.
She would have their nervous system jacked up. But they're good. All right. Anything else? I didn't watch. Oh, I watched The Bachelor.
Oh, I didn't.
This is the thing. I might be out, y'all. Mm-hmm. I forgot that show is 2 hours.
Each episode?
Is it each episode? Because that first episode.
Oh, girl.
I said.
Girl. I'm not. That's stupid.
Yeah, and they say yeah.
Oh,
I thought so, because I remember watching it with Rebecca, and I watched it with
We got to talk about Beast Games. Not today though. I watched Beast Games, and you gotta watch Beast Games. Go ahead.
Okay, I watched it with Rebecca when Matt was on. And I committed to watching this every Monday. It was really cute, actually. She would come to the house, we would do a little dinner, and then we would sit down and watch the show because it was like the first Black Bachelor, and we were super excited about it, just to be disappointed in the end. Anyways, so I sat down to watch it, and I said, 2 hours.
Mm-mm. Anybody doing that?
Now, y'all, cut all this middle crap out and get to the roses.
Get to it.
Let's keep it going and keep it moving. The other thing is, maybe this is just me, okay? I remember when the previews of it was coming out, when they were doing like the trailers and stuff and the promotion for the show, I thought there were way more Black women. Mm. And I know that there is probably more Black women on this show or this season than like in the context of The Bachelor as a whole. But I still thought they were more. So when I was watching, I was kind of like, there wasn't as many as I thought. Not that there's not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just not as many as I kind of initially thought. So I was like, huh. And that also... Because as much as I'm here for the Black Bachelor, I'm really here for the Black woman getting her happily ever after.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the way that they do these dates, they're very fairy tale. And it's almost like living like a Disney movie. And I think it's just so... You know, it's just such a moment.
Yeah.
And it would be great to have a Black woman experience that. And so when there were as many Black women as I thought, I low-key was a little disappointed. I'm not gonna hold you. I was a little disappointed. Okay, anything else? Yeah, and he did cut like... Yeah, I don't know. I might be out, y'all. I might try to watch tonight, but I'm also behind on the other show, so I don't even know if I am. And I don't know if I got 2 hours. But... I don't know. Okay. I was really here for the Black women.
Well, watch Beast Games because it's a mess. And actually,
Beast Games is with Mr. Beast?
Yes. It's going to piss you off too. That last episode going to piss you off, but the show itself is kind of chaotic. Mm. Anyway. Yeah. All right.
That's it. That's an hour and a half.
Long.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much for joining us on today's episode. She said it's fine, Liz. We ain't watching it. Well, good, chat. I announced it on my Facebook because I thought I was really gonna watch. I probably need to do an update and be like, yeah, I'm not watching this crap. I'm gonna watch tonight. I'm gonna try to watch tonight and then I'm done. All right, y'all. Thank you guys so much. We will need to talk about next week.
Oh, okay.
We may not be here on Monday. Not May. I won't for sure be here on Monday next week, but I have to figure out when we're gonna coordinate the schedule. All right, y'all. Bye.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.